Oh, hello. Hello there. Welcome back to another episode of Your Lunchtime Podcast. It's the Fuck Yeah Friday, so you know it's going to be short, fun, just like me. Pint size. Fat and fun. Ron returns. We have a bit of a catch up. And we talk our usual Friday crap. So, hope you enjoy the episode. Any feedback, any questions, hit me up. Enjoy. Nobody knows where my Ronnie has gone. Hello, Ronnie.
How you going, mate?
You're back.
We are back.
Yes, he's back.
It's been a bit of a bad week, eh?
Black again. You've been off. I've been away. You've been away. Massacres that you're facing trials for.
Crazy, man.
You're like Saddam. You should have been left alone. Why are they doing that to you?
Just throw money at him, mate. They end up walking away.
Oh, man.
Everyone loves the money.
Money, money, money. They always, money can't make you happy. Bullshit. What? If I had won that Powerball last night, if I had been one of those three winners, watch me be sad with my $50 million.
Mm. Oh, totally.
But I can finally say for the second time ever, I've played the lotto and I'm now at 50%.
That's not bad.
I'm 50%. First time I played, I lost, didn't get a thing. Last night's draw, I've missed out on an extra $4 of what it cost me, but I gained some money back.
Doesn't matter, as long as you gain.
It's funny how people think that, don't they? It's like, oh, put $500 in the pokies on the weekend. How much did you win?
$50.
100. It was a good weekend.
you lost $400. Hang on.
What about the other 400? No, but I won 100.
Yeah,
but you lost 400. Yeah. No, I won 100.
Yeah.
It's a...
Don't worry about that. It's in the past.
I don't like pokies. I don't like the noise.
The lights.
The noise. And you know what? I find it bullshit. I don't think pubs and casinos pump a certain smell through the air to keep you there. Because that's always the theory.
Yeah.
But every time I've gone to a pub or something, the pokey area is always near food. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, or they deliver food too, huh?
So, I've never... Like, when I've walked through pokey rooms, I've never smelt, like, something in that area. I always smell food. I don't know if it's just because I'm fat and I love food.
You can't get away from it.
I do like a good feed. I do have to lose weight, though. I am getting fat. I don't know what my weight is. I'm too scared to jump on the scale.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I actually went on the scale about a week ago. Maybe not quite.
Just what'd you come in at?
More than what I expected.
What'd you expect?
98-ish.
Oh, no. I look at you and easily say 100 plus.
Yeah.
But I say that because you're broad and you're a bit taller than me. I reckon you're about 5'10", 5'11".
I don't know.
I'm about 5'9", 5'10".
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I reckon you're...
How much do you think I weigh?
I reckon you're about 102.
Really?
I'm just having a guess because you're like, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'll put me a couple of kilos.
That kind of shocked me. Like, fuck.
It doesn't really... Because I find it really odd because you find how... Some people look slimmer when they're taller, but you get them on a set of scales and someone that looks about 90
is
hitting 100. And you're like, that's not right.
Yeah.
But you look at me and the last time we jumped on a set of scales was... when Mum first went in hospital back in March, I jumped on scales at the hospital up at the PA because they got ones that for people for wheelchairs. So it's just like a flat mat so they can roll onto it and it's a set of scales. So I hopped on that and I was like, holy shit, I was 106 point something.
But are you supposed to be on a wheelchair? Is that how it works? It just, a wheelchair minus a wheelchair weight?
I think it takes the whole, like, just the whole thing. I don't think it takes anything away or adds anything extra. And I'm like, damn. So I haven't jumped on a set of scales then.
It's been a while for me too.
Because Beck and I used to be right into our fit. We used to have Fitbits. And we had those scales that you could get with them.
Oh,
they were fantastic. Good. They read body fat percentage.
Really?
What else? There was weight, body fat. There was like three or four things that it could read.
And you stand on this thing?
And it was just, hey?
You stand on the scale.
It was a special set of scales that actually connects to your smart device.
Yeah, right.
And, it was great. Absolutely great. It was, but I became obsessed. I started doing it every day. I'd go, oh, shit, I've added 200 grams compared to yesterday.
That's it.
Or,
I haven't had burger.
Or, oh, I've only lost 300 grams since 2 days ago.
Mm.
And then I started getting down to three times a week and one time, and then eventually it started to shit itself. So
forget it.
Don't need scales. Because I think the last time I actually got on normal scales, I think it yelled at me and told me to get the fuck off it. Get off me, you fat cunt!
I can't breathe.
Get off me, you fat cunt! You piece of shit! That'd be a good motivator for scales, wouldn't it? If people are dedicated to actually That's losing cool. weight, you get a set of scales, and it's like there's that restaurant in America where they deliberately insult you. They walk up and go things like, I've seen on YouTube. They really? Go, "Oh, what do you want? What do you want today, you piece of shit?"
Really?
Yeah. But it's
you
all
go for the
it's all part of the act, like, and you pay extra for them to insult you extra. So I reckon you're hearing it right now. Today is what, the 20th September 2019. Yeah. I've just come up with the idea of insulting scales.
That's pretty cool.
So you jump on it. I reckon the best idea for it would be you set your weight on the first time. The first time you get on it. So just say for example, you get on it your first time and it tells you 102. So that's your base starting point.
Yeah. If you get heavy with that, it abuses you.
Yeah. And like if you get like a kilo or two added on, it's like, oh, Jesus, what is that? Put on a couple more kilos. Oh, fuck, get the fuck off me. And eventually it just screams at you that it's in pain.
The battery goes flat.
Yeah,
work.
It shuts itself off.
But what if you lose weight? It praises you.
Well, it praises you. It tells you what a good job you're doing. It motivates you. It's like, oh, wow, you've lost. Compared
you
to yesterday.
Yet? I can't feel you.
It's like, where have you been? It's like, oh, my God, you sexy thing. You're looking so slim today. Is that not a good idea?
That's pretty cool.
I reckon that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Anything that I can put my Powerball winnings to, the $17 I got back.
Go towards it.
Oh, man. What do we got? What do we got? Oh.
Here we go.
Yeah, I was listening to T-Fat-K podcast, The Fighter and the Kid with Brian Callen, Brendan Shaw. I was listening to that earlier. And
T-Fat-K.
Yeah, The Fighter and the Kid. So it's easy to just say T-Fat-K.
Yeah.
Brian Callen brought up a good point. Do you remember Joseph Kony?
Never heard of him.
You don't remember Kony? He was that guy in Africa that they were trying to raise money because they were trying to hunt him down because what he was doing.
He's killing animals.
He was kidnapping, like, kids and selling them as sex slaves.
No way.
And he was sexually abusing. Yeah, big African dude. And the last thing I heard was, like, literally they turned up to this one town and they'd missed him by, like, 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been there 2 days previous and they were on this hunt, and then it became a big social media thing.
How long ago?
Oh, man, it was a fair while ago. And he brought it up today because they were talking about something, well, not today necessarily, it was on the podcast that they did the other day. And it got me thinking, like, what did ever happen to Joseph Kony? Because
they never found him.
I don't know.
Maybe he got eaten by a lion.
Well, celebrities come out in support of having him hunted down.
Dude.
It was social media. It was Twitter, Facebook, everywhere you looked. It even hit news, like television news here in Australia.
Yeah, right.
And then just as quick as he became into the spotlight,
he's gone.
Someone flicked the switch and he's gone.
Is there a conspiracy theory going on?
No, I don't think there's any conspiracy theories. But it was just weird that there was this big human rights thing about hunting him down and capturing him before he did it even more. Well, here we go. Joseph Rao Coney, most likely born 1961, is the leader of the Lord's Resistance Army, the LRA, a guerrilla group that formerly operated in Uganda. Coney proclaimed himself the spokesperson of God and a spirit medium, and claims he is visited by a multinational host of 13 spirits, including a Chinese phantom. But there's the photo of him, and that's the photo they all used on him for social media and stuff like
that.
And
they look the same.
But he is fathered of, as of 2006, he had fathered 42 children.
Imagine that, child support.
Child support? Imagine the fucking daycare fees. Like, you think
you're getting good government money.
You think for your little boy, you think that's expensive. Imagine 42 of the little bastards. Jesus.
It'd be like your own childcare centre at home.
Yeah, Coney has been accused by government entities of ordering the abduction of children to become child soldiers and sex slaves. 66,000 children became soldiers.
What?
And 2 million people were displaced internally from 1986 to 2009. So that's what, a period of what, 23 years? Yeah. Coney was indicted in 2005 for war crimes and crimes against humanity, the thing that you've been facing.
Yeah.
By the International Crime Court. Again, you know very well.
He obviously doesn't have enough money to pay him off.
In The Hague. So that's. I hear you've had enough money. You've actually set up your own lounge room. Since peace tour, no, they no longer operate. Like, it's someone apparently in 2013, Coney was reported to be in poor health, and Michael Jutodia. Jutodia, president of the CAR. Well, he thinks he's president of a car.
Yeah, good on him.
I'm the king of my Mazda. I'm the ruler of my Mazda. Claimed he was negotiating with Coney's surrender. By April 2017, Coney was still at large. Well, April 2 years ago, he was still at large. But his force had reported to have shrunk to approximately 100 soldiers. Down from an estimated 3,000 in earlier years.
No, he's dead. Wouldn't worry about it.
Action again. It's quite interesting. No, just hearing about it. Just hearing about it, because he was all over social, like, not himself personally, but his face and what he'd been doing.
I've never heard of it. Mind you, I do live under a rock.
No, with the billions of money you make from your war crimes, you live on top of the rock, and that rock is so high you don't see the normal people.
They look like puny little hands.
you have all your groceries delivered by 747, 25,000 feet. That's how high above people you are, Ron.
Yeah,
but
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I. Just hearing that, I was like, holy smokes. But
that's crazy.
He was also talking about, because they had Rob Schneider, the comedian actor, from, you know, famous for Deuce Bigelow. He was on the podcast too, and he was talking about how he'd never work with animals. He would never work with animals again, because he did a movie in the late 90s called The Animal, and I know you haven't seen it.
No. Not in the late 90s, too old.
And there was a chimpanzee that was part of the movie, and the guy handling it, Rob asked him for any advice of working with animals, and he said, yeah, never turn your back on them, especially chimpanzees.
He turned around and sneezed.
And he's, well, why not? And apparently the action the guy gave to him, he shrugged his shoulders and held his hands in the air. And he goes, what's that? What's "Well, you don't have any advice for me." And he shrugs his shoulders and holds his hand up again. And this time he leaves his hand in the air. And that's when Rob Schneider noticed this guy was missing a thumb.
Okay.
And then he asked him, "How did you lose that?" And the guy said, "I've been working with chimpanzees alone for 18 years. I've never turned my back on them. And the one time I did, I was grabbing something, I was within arm's length of the chimpanzee, and it bit my thumb off."
Far out.
And he reckons he only turned for a split second, and this thing was on him and bit his thumb clean off. And there was
Should have given him a banana.
And there was another incident where this guy was driving along, and he had a younger chimpanzee, because apparently once they get the insides, like those sharp, you know, bitey-looking teeth, that's when they're starting to mature. And that's
bitey-looking teeth.
Yeah, like they're real fang-looking things. Yeah, they suck at them. That's when they're starting to get to their maturity levels, and that's when they're more aggressive. They want to fight. They want our territory. But on this one occasion, he was driving along, coming off a highway, and he had a chimpanzee in the front passenger seat next to him.
No way.
And it was a younger one. And he said what it liked to do was, you know, get comfortable on the ride, and then it'd climb up behind him and sit with its legs over his shoulders and just like play with his hair and just sit there. And then he got, as he was coming off the highway, he felt something wet running down his back.
Oh no, pissed on him.
And he's like, "Oh my god, this thing's pissing on me." And then he turns, he said, "When it was safe enough, I've turned to look at it, and that's when I felt a burning sensation. And I've looked at it again.
It's blood.
It had his ear in its mouth."
He didn't even know?
He didn't realise his ear had been bitten off by this fucking chimpanzee, and then it started to bite into his elbow and arm, and he was having to punch it as hard as he could. And he says it wasn't doing anything, but he fought it off, and he had to get out of the car, and he had to hold the car door closed, and he was struggling to do it because...
They're pretty smart, wouldn't they, to open a door?
Well, he was saying, what makes them so strong is their bone density is 9 times stronger than a human.
Mm.
That's why if they attack you, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So... But I also remember...
So they're like thumbs, they're like ears and elbows.
I remember hearing from my good friend Jamie, it was his dad or one of his dad's workmates was telling us that the Botanical Gardens in Rockhampton, there was... well, they still have them. There's... they've got massive chimps there.
Mm.
They're either chimps, I think they're chimpanzees. Yeah, chimpanzees. And what they used to do is that... Because you'd always turn up in Botanical Gardens, you go to see them, and you'd always notice the concrete ground was wet. It had been hosed out, and you think it's because they're peeing and shitting all the time, so they've got to hose it out. But that's not the main reason. I was told by, like I said, Jamie's dad or one of his workmates that used to work up there, that what they used to like to do was get some of it, they'd hang from the cage, like the top of the enclosure, by a couple of fingers, and some of their fruit that had been in the enclosure with them, they'd mush it up on just slightly on the outside of the cage.
Mm.
And they'd wait at night for possums to come down and eat the
Whoa,
fruit.
No way.
And what they would do, possum. By these little two inch by two inch holes, they would hang there at the night, and they would reef the possum through the cage and just toss them down.
Jeez.
They turned it into a game.
Mm.
But that's how smart they were, man. Yeah. They knew if they got food up there, they could attract these things and just play with them.
Yeah.
And just hold them by the tail and rip a full-size possum through a two-inch hole. Yeah.
Far out.
Man, they... And yet...
So never turn your back on them.
Never turn your back on a wild fucking animal. It's ridiculous.
And that's it. That's all we got time for.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not. Don't do this. Don't do this wrong.
Time's doing it.
Time. What is time?
It's a measurement of... I don't know. A measurement of time.
Are we living in the Matrix? Is this a simulation?
I don't think I've seen the Matrix.
The life that we're living, is it a simulation? Are we actually really awake, or is this a simulation that we're plugged into?
No, we're actually awake. You believe in that stuff?
Elon Musk's. I'm telling you, he doesn't fully believe it, but he says, for all we know, we very well could be. We could have actually come that far into the future we are now just living a simulated life. We're plugged into something, into like a matrix. We're plugged into something, and we're not really awake. We're laying in some sort of chamber.
Netflix watch too many movies, man.
But
get a real job.
But that's get a real job when you own a kajillion-dollar company.
You don't have too much time to think.
It makes me wonder sometimes.
No, no. You put too much brain power into it.
But how do you know?
You just know.
But do you? Because that could be... That's how he was asked. He's like, how do you know? And he goes, how do you not? And they're like, well, you just know. It's like, but that could be a program. That could be programmed into you to think you just know that you're awake when you're not.
So where are we then? Where are we actually?
Exactly. Where are we?
We're here. There's no other person.
Where are we? I reckon we should leave it with that thought. Where are we?
Right here. I don't believe
where are we, Ryan? Yeah. Where are we? I'm waiting for the Keanu Reeves to walk through and just unplug me from the Matrix to let me know I'm in the Matrix.
Just no. You're going to be waiting forever.
Thank you, Elon. Thank you, Neo.
You'll be 98 years old, so you're still waiting to be unplugged.
I could be.
And it'll never happen.
You could be. Or another thought is, how do you know at this point in time right now you're not dying and this is actually, you're reliving your life. Your life is flashing before your eyes as you die. Exactly.
So it can't be. Nah. I'm going to go do my work.
Work, schmuck. Works for suckers.
I was near you, so I've got to make up for it.
Oh, well, you know, you'll be back in court soon enough.
That's it.
All right, guys, that'll do for today. Say bye, Ron.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's it, guys. Another episode done and dusted. Put on the shelf. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. Remember, if you go through Anchor, you can leave a voice message. You leave a voice message, and it's going to get played on the show. You're going to get your own little shout-out. And I'll give my opinion, and I'll try and do my best to answer your question that you have. There is some issues I have been informed with leaving a voicemail. If you listen through the Anchor app, or you go through the link to leave a voice message, you have to allow Anchor to have access to your microphone. I know, not all of us like that if we're into government conspiracy theories. Anyway, like I said in the intro, by the time you get this, it's Saturday, so I hope you enjoy your weekend. And, I hope you keep listening. In a few weeks, I'll have my very first one-on-one guest. So, please stick with us. Keep listening. Keep your suggestions to me. Send your messages. And enjoy the weekend. And enjoy the piano man to take you out for the rest of the episode. This episode brought to you by Anchor.fm and the fantastic Mr. Matt.